Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff warned Turkey on Saturday over its plans to deploy U.S.-made Patriot missiles near their border with Syria, saying the move was part of the Western plot to create a world war. While Syria went on to call the plan by Turkey and NATO to deploy missiles along the border a new act of provocation, the Syrian Foreign Ministry also called the move by Ankara one of tension and destruction.
The statement by the Iranian army commander is true. The missiles that are being sent to the border have nothing to do with the clashes in Syria or with Turkish security.
The plan to deploy missiles at the border with Turkey and Syria came as tension escalated in Syria between foreign-backed militants and the current Syrian government, led by President Bashar al-Assad. Statistics say 40,000 people have lost their lives due to the conflict, but Syrian nationals told Press TV the numbers are much higher. They told us the real numbers are somewhere in the area of 200,000. And according to UN reports, the number of displaced around the region topped 250,000. Turkey applied to NATO for missiles to place along its border to deter a so-called Syrian threat. Meanwhile, people along the border town say there is no threat from Syria, and there never has been, but rather they have been living in peaceful circumstances with their neighbor for some time now.
Western countries and America helped Erdogan gain his premiership, so now Erdogan has to return the favor by putting the missiles on the border. The missiles at the border are a clear indicator of World War IV.
Major General Hassan Feruzabadi, Chief of Staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, said the Western countries seeking to deploy the missile batteries on the Turkey-Syria border are devising for a new world war. He also claimed this is very dangerous for everyone and that the future of Europe is also at stake. Germany, the Netherlands, and the United States have agreed to provide the missile batteries, which would come under NATO command. The total of batteries being delivered is 6, with over 1,000 men coming to operate them. General Feruzabadi also said that the Patriot batteries would not improve security, but rather raise tensions. He called on the United States and Europe to drop the plans before a fire breaks out that no one can extinguish. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.